Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, according to CNN, the white supremers were the ones driving silver to all-time highs, over the price of $100. They were probably saying this because someone with a massive short position from the tiny hat mafia probably paid them to say this. And maybe it worked because the price of silver came crashing back down. Then again, you can't tell if the news is real or satire these days. It's not a real story, but it could be. Up next, here's a chart showing how it's too late to fix the demographic collapse in Europe. The median age of women in Europe is 46, and only 4 years later, 100% of women will be infertile. This is coming to the United States eventually as well. Yet all Europe is doing is attracting young African and Middle Eastern men, when it needs to attract young women instead. Robots will eventually replace people, but robots don't need housing, clothes, and food, so the economy will crash and make most properties worthless. Number three, and speaking of crashing real estate in Ontario, Canada, prices have actually fallen back to 2020 levels. That's not good. It needs to fall another 50% to restore affordability. Yet the boomers need high prices so they can sell their houses to young people who don't have any money, so they can retire in Florida and pay for end-of-life care. This won't end well. I could buy a house now and I won't. Let the boomers burn because I won't bail them out. Moving on, 10 days before Stephen Hawking died, he explained a theory about how humans can detect parallel universes. I'm in a parallel universe right now. I left my base reality back in 1994. Since then, my consciousness has been playing a game of choose-your-own-adventure. I dream the future, then change it and slide into another universe. Out there in some other universe, various versions of Hawking are still alive. This article just proves to me that science is slowly catching up to spirituality. I still wonder about what Hawking detected at Epstein Island. Number 5, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that an independent Alberta would be a natural partner for the United States. If Alberta and or Western Canada leaves, I'll apply for U.S. residence as an influencer. Because what remains of Canada at that point will quickly turn into a third world country. I take this guy seriously because, correct me if I'm wrong, he helped George Soros make a fortune ripping off the British pound. Up next, this reporter who pushed for concentration camps for the unvaccinated dies at the age of 33. He wanted vaccine passports and for the termination of employment of those who refuse the jab. It's almost as if there's karma out there for toxic people who want to see other people suffer. Maybe turbo cancer from being quadruple vaccinated finally got him. Seems to me like the jabs were just an elaborate IQ test, and the obedient lackeys are the ones that'll suffer the most. Number 7, psychologists suggest that we do not actually think thoughts, but that we receive them from somewhere. Nikola Tesla said the same thing over 100 years ago. The only question is, where do our thoughts come from? He never penetrated the secrets of the core transmitting thoughts to us, but he knew that it existed. The brain is a tuning fork. Looks like thought is broadcast. My guess is that we're in a simulation and the data is being downloaded from central server somewhere. After all, we did find error-correcting code in nature. Up next, you arrive on your first date and she wears this. Is she a keeper or a sweeper? Probably a sweeper because she's dressed like a man. But at least she's thin. This outfit could also just be a crazy cry for attention. The way she looks without it means she'd never have to wear something like this to get people to look at her. Whatever you do, don't take her home if you're hiding the wrong type of people under the floorboards. But let's get real. Most men would marry her. Number 9, this is the second story I've heard like this in Canada, where a person was euthanized against their will. This woman was ended because her husband was fed up with taking care of her. In another 20 years, this will be considered a divorce. Make it a condition in your will that if you're euthanized, the people who are supposed to get your money don't. Then they won't end you like Fluffy the cat, because they don't want to take care of you. This is called kindness in Canada. Moving on, here's yet another crazy story from Canada. A property owner in British Columbia found a couple of native skulls in his garden, and the government charged him $50,000 in archaeological fees and another $88,000 in legal fees because of it. So if you find the same on your property, just hide them Indian heads, otherwise you could go bankrupt. This is like a farmer seeing a protected spotted owl on his property and me telling the state. The state will then say his land is wildlife habitat now. Number 11, they say that 90% of men are comfortable with smaller weddings, or even skipping a wedding party altogether. I wouldn't be surprised if these days most men would prefer not to get married at all. Also, of course, most men don't want to spend $40,000 to $50,000 on a wedding. That's money that can help build a life, not overindulge his wife. Is it really worth spending money when your wife is going to cheat on you and ask for alimony money later? Up next, gee, I wonder what could possibly go wrong. Viruses evolve super strength when exposed to the zero gravity of space. Maybe that's what they're doing in the Chinese space station, making super viruses to unleash on the world. I guess the gravity has been holding back viruses just like us. Just imagine what space is doing to human DNA. Maybe life becomes tougher in space so it can survive spreading from one solar system to another. Number 13 Lays just says she met with Sydney Sweeney and she's here to show her what a real woman looks like. But we all know that Sydney doesn't need an ugly Benny next to her to shine. Sweeney has been nice to this bumpkin, letting her take a picture with her. And what does she do? She insults her. I don't see a real woman. I just see Sydney Sweeney next to an overweight junior high school boy. I wonder if she's the sister of the new health guru in Wales. Moving on, the Moderna CEO blames social media for misinformation for dropping vaccination rates. Oh no, someone's profits are evaporating. Take a look at their financial picture for the last 8 years. They're losing money now, but COVID was a windfall for them, and they probably don't want the gravy train to end. I guess people are tired of turbo cancer, heart problems, and reproductive issues from their products. I hope they go bankrupt. Number 15 people are saying that many girls in India are lazy, and that they want a husband with a high-paying job. No, not just India. Everywhere. Women fight to get the best-looking and most financially successful men, and men try to get the most attractive and agreeable women. That's nothing new. But soon we'll be able to put this behind us with Loverbots. Then men won't actually have to deal with women anymore, and we'll get to keep our purchasing power for ourselves. Up next, when we combine artificial wombs with sex bots, we'll save humanity from the total collapse of fertility rates. The global average is at 2.25, and if it falls under 2.1, we will be below replacement levels globally, probably within the next decade. South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, Ukraine, and even China are now below a fertility rate of 1. Humanity supposedly began somewhere in Africa. Will it end there as well? Maybe if we don't find a technological solution. Number 17, would you look at that? East Germany has always had more Slavic blood than Germanic one. No wonder they aren't falling for the woke mind virus. Slavs have a better emotional immune system against it. Looks like even Berlin was a Slavic city until the 12th century. There's nothing wrong with Slavs that can regulate their emotions. Some of the southern Slavs, though, have a hard time controlling their aggression. You know who you are. Moving on, here's how modern women expect men to choose their women. Yes, single mothers who are in their mid-30s with baby rabies looking for a simp to support them, instead of a young woman with no to low body counts and no kids. I'm also not delusional enough to think that women aged 18 to 25, unless she looks like a Broomhilda, has a zero body count. These days, 18 to 25-year-old women have higher body counts than women in the 40 to 50 age bracket. What if this is what women want? Number 19, isn't it wonderful when women enter male-dominated fields? Gambia has become one of the main destinations for female sex tourism. It's only wrong when men do it, going to places like Thailand or Brazil looking for love. This picture is from 2005, though. My guess is that the British and American women are a lot heavier than that these days. I'm in the Florida Panhandle, and on Tinder, it's all obese single mothers that use tattoos as their therapy. And I thought that women in Toronto were bad. Up next, and speaking of Toronto, here's a house in Toronto that was recently foreclosed on, and the seller lost $466,000 on it. And it's not even real Toronto. It's Scarborough, which is the worst part of the city. I would only offer them $300,000 for an old house in a migrant neighborhood where the property tax increase is almost 10% a year. They lost everything and the house still sold for $1 million. Number 21, when the Japanese delegation went to Davos, they were asked if Japan needs more foreign workers. This minister says that Japan will not follow Europe and become an immigrant society. Good. Someone finally standing up for what they believe in. Japan is fine with dying out naturally instead of being enriched into oblivion. Besides, Europe has become the poster child of what not to do with your country, and Canada and Australia seem to be following in its footsteps. Moving on, isn't it wonderful to see men in women-dominated fields? She's paying him $25,000 a month as spending money so he doesn't have to work and he can just stay home playing video games all day. He even had the nerve to tell her that she's lucky for picking him. Lady, please blink twice if you need help. Do it because we all know that you do. He smashed her so well, though, with his bed game when they met that he actually locked a once-in-a-lifetime deal with her. I've heard of people being hypnotized, but it sounds like she was dickmatized. Number 23, some guy... Number 23, some guy says that this is one of the worst miscastings of all time. Chrissy says that what he really means is that a 14-year-old character wasn't hot enough for him. Chrissy needs to learn that there's a big difference between looking hot and looking like a Down syndrome burn victim. Women want male attention, and they don't like competing with television and video games for it. So they're sabotaging content that men enjoy to make sure that men only have ugly women to look at with their content. Up next, apparently future vaccine trials must include care home residents. So grandma's going to be a test dummy now. And if the person gets an injury with a jab and the person passes away, so do the pension obligations the government has to keep paying them. Actually, how about future vaccination trials including Bill Gates and his family? Because he always makes sure that he doesn't have to get one, and neither does his family. You don't actually hate Big Pharma enough. Number 25 and the last one, someone says that this is the difference between Demi Moore 22 versus 62. No, she looks more like this. People are doing whatever they can to romanticize women's aging. I'm down here in the States and using Tinder, and I see women in their 40s that look like they're in their 50s, and women in their early 30s who look like they're in their mid-40s. I can't believe how many fatties I've seen, and how they have no shame showing off their ginormous bodies. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.